Right, Carl. So everyone's talking about it. We're 1-0 down, and the ref makes this decision, and the linesman, and what have you. And a lot of people are saying how luck goes with one team and not against the other. And it ultimately proves to possibly be a game-deciding decision. A lot of moaning going on, and not necessarily about which team played best, mostly about the ref decision. And that's probably the ref's decision, probably is what won the game for the team. Of course, I'm talking about Danny Rose getting sent off against Man City a couple of years ago. What are your thoughts on that, Carl?
Yeah, it was a joke, wasn't
Absolute joke. Red card rescinded, 1-0 down, playing pretty
it?
well. And perfectly good tackle, got sent off. And
Yeah.
there you go. Everyone forgot about that, didn't they, Carl? Everyone forgot
Yeah.
about it.
That's it. It's typical Spurs, no luck at all.
Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 29th of September, 2015. I am Steve. I'm in Leon C in Essex, initially from Kent. And now we've got Colin McKee, who is from Northern Ireland. He grew up in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm doing actually really well because I've just watched Arsenal get beat by Olympiacos and Chelsea get beat as well.
No, you can't be, because they had to win tonight, didn't they? They had to
Yeah,
win. Must have won.
I think so. I was watching highlights of them celebrating finishing fourth or third.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know way they, you know way they love to dance and take selfies and
Yeah.
celebrate getting into that massive competition that they always win.
Yeah.
So no, brilliant here, happy days.
Yeah.
Just rounded off a perfect few days of football. Obviously, we'll get on the last week when they did beat us, but what can you say? It was great, and you know what the best thing was about that game tonight? Anybody watching it, they equalised it. It was still nearly showing you the crowd reactions, and that team went up the pitch and scored a goal, and it was brilliant. I actually leapt off my seat. It was superb. Great to
Yeah,
see. Great to see.
it's joyful to watch. By the way, Dele Alli took a selfie with his top off. I think when we beat Man City, I saw that on Twitter. I was like, no, don't do that.
We'll have to send him a tweet.
Anyway, so let's go through the games. Then obviously we had Arsenal last week. I've heard some of the podcasts already. Obviously absolutely livid because it was Arsenal. It doesn't matter what competitions it's in. It's Arsenal, and you've got to play a strongish side. I don't mind a few players coming in, but with everyone said it, I don't really want to go over it. But the Fazio decision, the Vorm decision, not so much that they're playing against Arsenal in the League Cup, but the fact that they didn't get picked against Carabag, but they do, ha ha, but they do against Arsenal. That's what's bizarre about it. Not that they played in the League Cup, because obviously there's the different priorities. But the fact is that why Lloris and Toby played against Carabag, and Arsenal, he picks the weakened side. What do you reckon on that, Cole?
Yeah, look, I agree, and I was fuming as well. But Bat, I actually sent a message. I think you and Dan went to the game together, you and Dan Jones, and
Yeah, I
I think I
chewed his
put
ear off coming home about 10 minutes. He didn't say a word.
I even got a phone call from yous as well.
That's
But
right.
whenever I think I put up on his Facebook post on Dan's that, worried about the two centre halves. Whenever I seen the lineup, and I think the big frustration for me personally was, look, I think Arsenal actually had a half decent team out, but they were there for the taking, Steve.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, when I think back at the game, we actually dominated most of that match. Especially the second half period, I thought for that 20, 25 minutes we were superb and we looked dangerous, and sort of felt the goal was coming and it did. And then he sort of made another couple of changes. Arsenal obviously then brought on Sanchez and things, and the whole game just seemed just to change. It seemed to stop and slow down, and then you start to feel, you know, that this team here could nick a goal against us.
Yeah.
But I think that was the disappointing thing. I think they were there for the taking, and as you say, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter what game it's in, friendly, League Cup, FA Cup, whatever, it's Arsenal. And, you know, you could see there's videos on Facebook and YouTube, you know, of the supporters waiting on the Arsenal fans coming in, you know, before the game. And, you know, the supporters are up for that match no matter what it is. So that was the disappointing thing. And as you say, Fazio, and look, you know, there was a few games last year where he actually had a fantastic run, you know, with Vertonghen. So we don't want to give the guy the absolute death, but I think at the minute, look, he's what, our sixth choice.
Well, it's the situation he's in. We were going to sell him. He was on the verge of being sold. He didn't get sold because of whatever personal issues, presumably money on his part, you know, for which he, you know, if you're going to give Adebayor pelters for being a money grabber, then why isn't he getting pelters? You know, and then he comes back in this game, which is, you know, arguably the biggest game of the season, because it's against Arsenal at home, in the competition, by the way, which is you know, arguably the easiest to win, and the one that Spurs should really be getting into finals every year with, you know, with the fact that we finish fifth every year and the top four, you know, obviously playing Champions League games. Yeah, this is our competition. Ourselves, teams like Aston Villa, Newcastle, Everton, you know, these should be priorities for the sort of the next stage down to go for. You know, that's my opinion. Obviously, you know, other people say it's our fourth choice competition. But is that, you know, presuming that top four is the first? I understand that because of the money and implications. But, you know, you're telling me that, you know, FA Cup, you know, we've got a good chance of winning that. You know, that is a long old competition. You know, and most teams do take that quite seriously, although not in the last couple of years, obviously. And then you've got Europa, which, you know, it has completely different, you know, connotation now with it being Champions League. But it is a long old slog. This competition is over by end of February, early March. And what is it? Four games until you get
games to get to Wembley.
Yeah, you know, five if you count it as two legs in the semi. And it's in the last 10 years we've obviously won it once. We've got to what, three other cup finals, losing to on penalties, losing. You know, going back, we lost to Blackburn, didn't we? You know,
lost to United penalties.
Lost to United on penalties.
Lost to Chelsea.
And you know, and we've been in semi-finals in this. We haven't got close to winning, getting anywhere near Europa or the FA Cup. I think a couple of semis maybe in the last 20 years. So you know, you can say it's not our priority all you want, but my goodness, you know, it's our best chance of silverware, and I'm livid that we're out of it. Quite honestly, you know,
yeah, so was I.
At Wembley, that's gone. Yeah. So you know, cheers.
It's the same as well whenever you know, obviously you watch the draw after it and, you know, Arsenal get Sheffield Wednesday. You know, so, you know, that's the kind of luck. Even though there's a lot of big teams still left in it, and I think the only other thing I would say about that competition is, yes, it's probably one of the easier ones to get to, but when you get down to that sort of semi-final, quarter-final stage, you know, some of the bigger guns do start to play slightly stronger, you know, sides. But, look, it's done and dusted, Steve, and I think everybody was annoyed, and you know, there was a lot of stuff then went about, you know, well, look, you know, we need a performance on Saturday, and you know, obviously it was Man City at home. It was going to be a massive game for us, and you know, I wasn't overly confident, to be honest with you, but hey, what a result and what a performance by the team. And you know, there's been other things which us as football fans don't realise, and you know, Gary Neville, I'm sure a lot of people have seen, you know, his analysis on the game. And whenever you watch and you listen to what he says and he shows you clips, you can actually start to see what the team is trying to do and what they're maybe about. And also as well, which I didn't realise, we're actually the youngest squad, you know, in the league, which is fantastic. I never realized that there until I seen that stat the other day.
Yeah.
But what a day, Stephen. It was one of those ones. Unfortunately, I had to go to work and I was following it on Twitter and my phone was bleeping. So I recorded the game and came straight home, watched the whole 90 minutes.
But you knew the scores?
Knew the score because I knew someone would have texted me somewhere along the line either to wind me up or to cheer. So
yeah.
I just followed it on the phone and work and knew the score, but I had to come home. I had to watch it all.
Yeah.
So it did. So look, it was brilliant. And, you know, major credit to the side. And, you know, we'll go through players as we go through. And Mr. Lamella is going to get a good shout out again tonight, I'm sure. But, you know, what a game. And it's one of those games when I watched, I just wished I'd have been there. You know, love to have been there because I'm sure that place was rocking.
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, I was there, go to all the home games, and it was fantastic. You know, after the disappointment, even my little 6 year old's going, oh, I don't want to go, Daddy, because we're going to lose today. And I was like, well, you know, better than going shopping. Come on, and so you know, it was good, and it's just. You know, I've got a few more things to say about the Arsenal game. Just listening to the Arsenal podcasts, you know, it's kind of they completely ruin it. You know, they beat us, and then they say the most irrelevant things that you just think, well, wait there, why don't you just brag about beating Tottenham rather than talking about, you know, stupid things. I'll come on to that later on because obviously, you know, a lot of people and they don't want to listen to it. But if you do want to listen to my little rant about Arsenal, I'll do that later in the show. So anyway, yeah, so Man City, you know, it was, you know, started off pretty well and then Man City just came into it. You know, they've got some excellent players in that side. And, you know, obviously when they scored, you know, it was a Walker mistake again. Although he's looking at it again, he was a little bit unlucky because you could see what he's trying to do. He came inside, didn't he? He tried to tuck it in for Ericsson and he just slightly off aim. So it wasn't a complete sort of, you know, fluff, if you like, what he's done before, you know, in his own box. He was actually in their half, on the edge of their area. So it wasn't, you know, but the way these things work against these sides, they're so good coming forward. And De Bruyne, who, by the way, looks exactly like Prince Harry. So I don't know what went on there. You know, with a pretty good finish. I think, you know, and these things...
offside as well.
Yeah, I think he was...
Because we'll talk about that.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but he was.
Sometimes you get him, sometimes you don't. But, you know, the thing is, and this is what I've always said, when you play the, you know, top four teams, top five teams, whatever, to beat them, you have to play really well. They have to play average or poorly, and you have to have a little bit of luck. And, you know, on sort of 40 minutes, we were not playing that well. They were playing well, and they were getting all the luck. So, you know, and then it all changed. And that, you know, that's what happens in football. So I think that mentally, Man City went, well, we've got this in the bag. This is not a problem. You know, their fans were so, you know, for fans that have suffered for so long, you know, they didn't half act cocky. Do you know what I mean? You know, I think if we get a little bit of money and we have a little bit of success, I'll still be sitting there biting my nails. I'm not going to be looking at a side and going, yeah, we've got this, not a problem. Because Spurs, even if we do, you know, sort of dominate for 10, 15 years, I'll still be sitting there in the 16th year going, oh, we're going to fluff up in a minute. I just know it, you know, fluff up, I said. So, you know, they got very cocky and Spurs took full advantage because, you know, we've got, as I said last week, we've got young players and a lot of new players and they don't know what it's like, you know, getting beat by top sides, you know, every time. You know, Dyer doesn't know what that's like. Son certainly doesn't. So, you know, and Toby Alderweireld, obviously, with Southampton, has had a bit of success. Atletico Madrid and all that. So, you know, we've got winners. We've got a few good winners in our side. And, you know, second half was terrific. You know, Lamella, well, first of all, obviously, Alderweireld got the goal. Bad keeper, you know, but that's, again, that's a little bit of luck that Joe Hart isn't in the side. Because what was it, 3 years ago? And again, people forget this. 3 years ago, we played Man City, played them off the park. Probably still the best Spurs performance in the last 5 years. We absolutely were brilliant, weren't we? And Joe Hart was flying around like Superman. First game of the season, wasn't it? And it ended up 0-0. We should have absolutely pulverised them.
Yeah, I was at that game.
Sorry?
I was at that game.
Yeah, yeah. We played brilliant that day.
Yeah.
So again, you know, look, no luck. No luck. So, you know, we had a bit of luck with him being out. And Toby Alderweireld gets the goal, which he fully deserved because he's been terrific since he got there. And then Kane gets the goal, which is fantastic for him. He was so happy. He ran straight to where we sit, you know, and he was, you know, brilliant celebration. And then obviously, you know, Lamella gets his goal, which we all sort of, we cheered the most because obviously when it's 3-1, you're still like, well, we're not sure.
Yeah.
But 4-1, you're kind of like, okay, all right, I think we've got this now. I think we've got it. You know, great for him as well. You know, because obviously 3 weeks ago, we were all saying, you know, you don't want to see him play again. You know, get him out on loan. You know, we not necessarily want to sell him at this stage because maybe he'll come good. And he has. You know, I still think, you know, let's not quite jump on bandwagons because he still can look a bit awkward. And he, I think he tripped over the ball in the first sort of 5 minutes and he thought, oh, here we go again. But, you know, if he has, let's say, the next 10, you know, let's say six to 10 games in the first team, and he, you know, he's doing all right, then you know, we can all sort of change our tune a little bit, can't we? But you know, let's not jump the gun on just a couple of performances, because you know what happens when he becomes a marked man. You know, you've got to wonder, you know, do teams sort of let him go a bit at the moment? Oh, it's only Lamella. You know, you start doubling up on him, what will he be like then? So anyway, go on, Carl, what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, you're right. And look, you know, he deserves another big shout out. He was my man of the match last week as well against Palace, and certainly he was man of the match there. But you know, it's his work rate, and he's always had the work rate there. But you know, on Saturday, you know, it all just fell into place. He was back. Like, there was a fantastic tackle he made down on the line, if you remember. You know, in the second half, I think it was 3-1 at that stage. But you know, he's going forward. He won the free kick for us as well. But you know, all over the pitch, there's still wee things that he does. He just looks so awkward sometimes with them, and he sort of seems to take that touch that, you know, knocks it on a wee bit further. But no, look, he was outstanding. And as you say, the first half, City obviously got the goal. Spurs huffed and puffed a wee bit, but you know, always looked, you know, quite dangerous. Thought Glenn Hoddle done a lot of the commentary along with Michael Owen. Thought he was very good, and he kept saying, "Look, there's chances here for this Spurs team." And I say, you know, for the first goal, you know, Eric Dyer, great finish. And it was just that bit of luck that we deserved as well. I know, obviously, Walker was, you know, miles offside on that there. But, again, we always say that we don't get it that often. So it was nice to get. But it was just scored at the right time, Stephen. You're right about the second half. Toby, free kick, obviously, with Harry Kane, offside as well. But, you know, these things happen. And then after that there, I just thought the performance, I've never enjoyed a second half like it in a long time, because it was sort of quite comfortable as well. But as you say, the big shout out to Eric Dyer, you know, and this guy, Dele Alli, you know, up against Yaya Touré. Yeah. I know he went off, but, you know, what a performance. But the whole team again, Ben Davies as well, Steve, this kid's getting stronger and stronger. We can start to see, you know, what he's about as well. And, you know, obviously Son, you know, puts himself about. He actually, I think Chadley's effort was probably going in. Remember the one that was disallowed?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just going in. But look, I think most other players would have probably put their foot out there to score it as well. But just all over the pitch, superb. Lloris made a couple of good saves as well. But brilliant, Steve. You know what? There's so much you could probably talk about on the game itself, but I just thought it was great. It was great to hear White Hart Lane rocking as well. And, you know, there's promising signs. And at the end of the day, we've lost one game this season with best defensive record in the league as well. Trying not to get carried away, because two or three weeks ago on the podcast, we were very downbeat about the style of play and what way things were going. But, you know, now when you sort of look back at those results, you know, very easy, Steve, we could have won all of these games.
Yeah.
You know, if you think Stoke 2-0 up, Leicester 1-0 up with 7 minutes to go. Everton we hammered, should have beat. And Man United, you know, their goal was obviously an OG, and really we had all the chances in that game. So look, a great start, but we have to take it forward now, you know, and build on it. You know, there will be a few setbacks, but look, it's a great young team. Things are looking good for us. And here, Ndiaye, what did you think of Ndiaye?
Well, I think Ndiaye,
I think he looks quite sharp, you know.
He looked good. You know, my worry is if we're 1-0 down or 2, you know, 2-1 down, and he comes on, and you know, he starts doing some of those tricks and things, and that they don't quite come off because he's a trickster, isn't he? He looks a good nippy little player who's got a trick up his sleeve. So brilliant when you're winning. You know, to bring him on, and you know he's got the pace, and I think hopefully, you know, if he keeps his head, he'll work for the team. You know, my worry, of course, with anybody, you know, coming over is that you know, they start to discover London and the nightlife. You know, who's it, Dos Santos? Who for some reason has played fantastic for any club he's been at, you know, and obviously Mexico is a superstar, but for Tottenham he was too interested in the nightclubs and jumping on a plane back to Barcelona every 5 minutes, you know. So you just want to hope, you know, that, you know, he's got to, you know, concentrates on his football.
Look, I it'll be interesting to see because obviously I don't think they've signed this guy to be a super sub every week, but at the minute that's just the role that he's having to play. But if you noticed as well, when he did come on, Kane dropped into that number 10 role, and I was listening to Radio 5 Live their podcast today, and you know, I think it was Ian Wright and things, and Robbie Savage talked about Kane. You know, is he an out and out striker, or is he better as a number 10? Most of those guys think he's probably better as a number 10, but he's also obviously, you know, a very, very good striker. I think that's another system that you might see us playing now and again, is the likes of Ndiaye up front there, you know, with Kane in behind. And the work rate that Harry Kane, Steve, put in,
Oh,
like in
absolutely
that, and
brilliant,
that,
isn't it?
even in the last 5 minutes, he was down at a corner flag, you know, tackling and defending and, you know, winning balls for us. So, you know, he's a fantastic player. Absolutely delighted he got off the mark. And, you know, hopefully we'll see him go from strength to, you know, to strength now. But no, all round, Steve, brilliant. Cheered everybody up after the Arsenal game, and puts us all on a bit of a high, you know. And obviously with Monaco coming up on Thursday night, and then a, you know, a real tough game away to Swansea. We've quite a good record down there, but you know, it's a big game. We'll want to keep this momentum going now.
I mean, you know, let's talk about you know, everyone's talking about the offsides and our Spurs were lucky. Let's talk about another ridiculous ref decision, Demichelis. So he gets booked for arguing with you know, the linesman and the ref at half time, and then Lamela's clean through. Demichelis brings him down, and the ref bottles it. I think he booked three Spurs players on the bounce for just tackles, you know, just bad fouls. No, sorry, not bad fouls, just general fouls. And then he goes and doesn't book Demichelis when Lamela is clean through. Yeah, just bottled it. Ridiculous. So there you go. The old ref decisions work both ways, don't they? So let's have no more of this Spurs were lucky business. All right. Okay, moving on then.
I was funny. Sorry, I'd thought about earlier on. Here's me. I wonder if Steve's going to bring up about the luck, because anybody that's been listening to the show for a few years, you always say, "When will we ever get the luck against these top sides?" So yes, we got some. So it's one we can put in the bank anyhow.
That's it, and it is the luck, isn't it, against the top sides? So everyone says, "Oh, what about that game against Sunderland?" Or what about that game, you know, where Cahill got sent off? Or whatever. And I'm like, no, not that one. You know, top sides. That's what I'm talking about. You know, where we get red cards rescinded, and Peter Crouch makes two tackles—the only two tackles he's ever made in his life—and Gomez gets off sent off after 6 minutes, and all these crazy things. Anyway. Right, so moving on then, we've got Monaco on Thursday. You know, obviously it's a game that you know, most people are, you know, looking forward to, I guess, particularly if you're going out there. You know, I'm going to watch it with my son, which I'm looking forward to. It's on at 6 o'clock, decent time. You know, and what sort of side do you want to see? I mean, if for example, Cole, you know, Fazio's on the team sheet, would you be bothered?
Yeah, like, I sort of want to see a strong team out, Steve. I really do. I sort of quite think we're out of the League Cup. You know, I think, look, I think Pochettino has been told, or he knows he's got to get a European run together this year. And, you know, a good, you know, obviously build on the league. Look, we're not going to finish top four. I don't believe it. I still don't think we will. I think his priorities are, you know, to have still be up there, have a real good, strong build on this team in the league, looking at hopefully strengthen, you know, for next season, and maybe go for a better run at it then. But I think the Europa League's a big one for him.
Yeah.
And they possibly see opportunities of maybe getting Champions League football from winning this tournament as well. The biggest thing annoys me about is the Champions League teams dropping in. You know, that annoys me more than anything. We'll get through this, and then if you finish second in the group, then you've got to wait and see what Champions League team you get. And, you know, it's so unfair, really. It really is. And that's what annoys me about it. But the guys think you'll go with a good team. I'd like to see a good team. I'd sort of like to keep this momentum going.
Yeah.
I think that's my big thing about it on Thursday night. Is it a kickoff, did you say?
Yeah, it's kickoff is 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect because Christopher's training on Thursday night. I thought I was going to miss it, so hopefully I'll be able to get to see some of it. But look, I think it'll be one of those typical away European games, which we might lose 1-0 or 1-1, or we might scrape a 1-0 or a 2-1 or something. But it's going to be interesting. Monaco aren't doing great this year. No, you know,
he's going to make some changes, isn't he? You know.
Oh yeah.
But you know, the trouble is someone like Dier. You know, I think he's played the last 6 or 7 games on the trot, and he's key.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I was going to say it earlier. I think he's key. You know, if we lose Dier, then, you know, that protection, he's been so fantastic. And I won't bang on about the fact that I was the only one that said it, you know, boring everybody. But, you know, he is key to the side. Okay, if Bentaleb comes out, he obviously can sit in there. Mason might be able to sit, but then nothing compared to how Dyer's been. You know,
I think he'll rest. I think you're right. I think he'll rest him.
Yeah, I think he probably.
I think there is certain players that have played a lot of games lately, and probably get rested. You know, there's other quality players. I'd like to see the likes of Ndiaye get a. Yeah. You know, get a full game.
Well, maybe play a 4-4-2 with Son and Ndiaye, and then if you got, you know, the four in midfield, you know, you can play sort of, you know, maybe Dele Alli, who's played a lot of games as well.
Townsend,
obviously. You know, Wimmer needs another game. He hasn't put a foot wrong yet, has he? You want to really see either Alderweireld or Vertonghen.
You know, Danny Rose will get a run out again.
Danny Rose, you know, I still think, you know, well, at the moment, you know, Ben Davies shouldn't lose his place, no way, against Swansea. No way at all. But, you know, overall, you know, I think Danny Rose is a better player. But, you know, I'm perfectly happy. And I've always said this, Cole, I've got no loyalty to these players in terms of, you know, I prefer Townsend to Lamella, or I prefer, you know, so I want to see them do, you know, I'd rather see them do better. You know, I just want to see the best player in that position. So if Lamella's, you know, I've always, you know, championed Townsend, and I always think he deserves a bit more of a chance, only because you go on Twitter and you see Lamella, we should give Lamella another chance, and you banging on about, we should give Lamella another chance. And I'm thinking, well, poor old Townsend, sitting on the bench again, just because you want to give our £30 million player another go. No, I'm fine. Play Lamella because he's playing, you know, really well at the moment. So the same with Davis and Rose. Rose, brilliant for us. Last season, you know, I even think he's one of our best defenders, actually, or best players. Certainly, what, last year, second or third best player behind Harry Kane. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but if Ben Davies wants to play better, you go and play better, Ben Davies, no problem.
Definitely.
Yeah, but he should play, shouldn't he? You want to see Trippier another go? By the way, Trippier is really short. I didn't realise how short.
I meant to say that last week when we chatted about him.
Yeah.
He is. I never realised it when he played for Burnley. I imagine him being about six foot, six
No,
one.
no, no.
And really,
He's smaller than
you
Danny
know,
Rose.
yeah. I always had this picture, like a typical bulldog
Yeah.
English man, with the tattoos all over his arms, being real tough
Yeah.
right back. And then I've seen him and I went, I said, what it was, he was actually coming out of the tunnel with the mascots.
Yeah.
And I said to my son, said to Christopher, I said, look at the
Mascots ain't
size of
short.
Trippier, he's tiny. Yeah. So, yeah, a wee bit worrying actually.
Yeah.
Even though we shouldn't really go by height, but look,
Yeah.
he'll probably get another run as well, but
Yeah.
Interesting. I think there's so well. It'll be interesting to see what he does. But I hope that we do get a result and keep this going,
Yeah.
and
And
bring
the
him to
same team
Sunday.
against Swansea, you've got to go with the same team against Swansea, haven't you?
Yeah, I think you've got to go with the same team that
Yeah.
finished against City.
Yeah.
Go with the same side as usual. It's 4 o'clock, and of course we're not. I thought we were on live, and then I realised it's Arsenal Man United on live.
Well,
But
do you
I
know what?
probably.
Do you know what? What I said last season about, we played at the same time as Arsenal Chelsea, and we also missed the game afterwards. Well, this Sunday is Everton versus Liverpool, and then it's Arsenal versus Man United, both on telly. And obviously, we're away at Swansea. So to me, it doesn't really make a difference because I'll watch the Everton game, and then I'll have, Arsenal and Liverpool on one telly, and I'll go down the pub, one of these local pubs that shows the dodgy internet, and watch the Swansea Spurs game. Not a problem. I feel so, do you know if I feel sorry for the Swansea fans, because they would have looked at it, start the season gone, or when the TV fixtures came out, and then they're gone, oh, that looks good. So we'll watch Swansea v Spurs on the Saturday, and then we'll watch those two great games on the Sunday. Brilliant. And then some. A couple of weeks later, they go, oh no, your game's now on the Sunday. And these Swansea fans are like, well, wait there. Why do we have to miss, these really good football matches just because Spurs are in that Europa League, which they never ever do well in?
But you're right. I'll maybe try and find a dodgy link myself to watch that game. I would like to watch it. And you know what? It usually is a live game each year,
Yeah.
and it's always usually quite a good game down there. But look, Swansea are no mugs. They're not on a great run the last couple of games, but
Well,
it's going to be tough. I like their winger. Is it Moreno or something?
yeah.
Looks really fast. I think that's why you'll see Walker up against him. But look, we've got more than enough to beat Swansea, and it would be great if we could just put another win on the board. Because who is it at? Is it international break after Swansea?
Yes, I think it is. And like you
And then
say,
is it Liverpool coming
yeah,
up after Swansea?
yeah. So the thing is, Carl, if we don't beat Swansea, it's same old Spurs, quite simply, isn't it? Whereas if we do get a result, then it's, oh, wait there, things have changed. Gary Neville, from what he said about Tottenham, was fantastic. But if we now go to Swansea and we lose 2-0 or 2-1 in a week old, nothing, if we lose by playing, pretty well, strong, and if we're unlucky, then you can sort of turn around and go, well, that was that. But if we go there and, after the Europa, and then we get there and we're all lethargic and we haven't prepared properly and, all this sort of stuff, then it's same old Spurs. And, quite frankly, you just go, well, I don't know why we even get excited about these games. But at the moment we are excited, and it's all good. And but you've got to back it up with a, go out there, go to Swansea and, stick all the loads of people behind the ball and play on the counter attack. Let's not go there and just say, oh, let's have a lovely game of football, Swansea, and we'll see how we go. No, let's go there, be 1-0 up, possibly two, shut up like Chelsea do. Just go and close the game off. Not Chelsea this season, obviously, but go and be
I know.
professional and win the game 1 or 2-0.
I think this is the big thing, and I'm sure the majority of people sitting and listening to this show are feeling the same. This is where you start to get that wee bit of excitement. Oh my goodness, we've won three games in a row. Right, we're going to Swansea. If we can beat Swansea, we'll be in the top four. And this is the way your brain starts to think. and then it always lets you down. And that's why I'm really sort of excited about the game on Sunday, but also dread it and just going, please put in a performance, please, you know, let's just get another 3 points on the board. But as you say, with a good performance, you know, I don't want to see, as you know, the old Spurs, if you would say, let's go out and do the business. And as you say, we'd be great if we won 2-0 or 3-1, and you know, a real tough, convincing performance to say, look, you know, we're a strong team. But look, I think the problem is we're a young team as well, so there is going to be the hiccups.
Yeah.
But you know, it's looking good at the minute, Steve, and we've just got to keep our fingers crossed on it, you know.
Well, I hope so. You know my views. You know, the day the game after Europa, we don't really do that well. We did all right. You know, obviously against Palace, delighted for that one, and hopefully we'll do it against Swansea. And if we do, we're on the right road. You know, and I'll take back everything I said about Europa. You know, it being a hindrance.
Yeah.
But you know, we go to Europa. You know, if it's another NAF game. You know, whatever the result is, if it's a NAF game and then we go to Swansea and lose, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to, you know, I'm not going to bang on about it, but I'm going to look at it and go, well, sorry, but you're trying to convince me that you wrote this Europa thing's good. But, you know, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. It'll be an interesting pod next week.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to say about the games gone by or coming up or anything?
I want to do just one quick shout out, Steve, if that's okay.
Go on, yeah.
See Davey Elder, the Spurs poet. I just want to remind everybody, you know, especially over here in Northern Ireland and you know, in the Republic of Ireland as well. There's the Tottenham Hotspur Legend Night, which Davey's organised, and it's on Friday, the 13th of November. And it's in Brady Cricket Club, which is just outside Londonderry, stroke Derry.
Yeah.
And we've got Tony Galvin, Mark Falco, and Paul Miller coming over. And obviously Crackers is coming over to, you know, host the night as well. Look, I just want to remind everybody about that night. Look, there's loads of guys up there, boys that are listening, you know, from Donegal, which is just over the border. You know, I think there's a big supporters club up there as well. Look, guys, you just need to get yourselves. It's like a 20-minute drive probably for you. Get yourselves over and see this, because I'm hearing a few rumblings that there mightn't be many more Legends Nights coming up for a while. I think a few of the boys that are doing these are, you know, they need to get a break, because the effort and the work that they put in to put on these shows, you know, is massive. So look, guys, don't miss out. And look, all the guys as well that have been to the other ones in Northern Ireland, you know, try and make the trip up, organise a bus run or something, because it's going to be a fantastic night. So 13th of November, guys. If you're looking tickets or you want more information, Steve, get on with Steve there at the Hot Spurs podcast, or myself at Colin Spurs, or at the Spurs Poet, and we'll put you in the right direction there.
So the wife says, what do you want for Christmas? About, you know, early November, don't they?
A Legends ticket.
Oh, yeah. Can I a Legends ticket, please? Well, whereas you're thinking, I'll ask you about 20th of December what you want for Christmas, love. Anyway. Right, there's a couple of things I noticed about the pod. So I listen to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to. We've got a couple of things that they said. So obviously the Alan Davis one. Now this Alan Davis, right? So he you know, he's a well-known comedian. He does that. He did that that show where he's the detective, pretty good. And he's supposed to be like this intelligent guy. Well. On his podcast, he, first of all, they, him and his minions sort of go on about, you know, winning 2-1 again. Oh, yeah, just a walk in the park when we go up to White Hart Lane. Another 2-1 win. Once again, 2-1. God, this is getting boring. And you think, well, have you got any memory? Because 6 months ago, you lost 2-1 when Harry Kane got two goals. And then a couple of years ago, you lost 2-1, Bale and Lennon. And then you lost 2-1 with the Walker goal. And then you lost 2-1. You know, there's been loads of them. Absolutely loads of them. So that's a load of rubbish. And plus, when we go to the Emirates, last season was 1-1. The 4-4. The loads of them. So what are you going on about always beating Spurs? That's a load of rubbish. Also, mentioning the signs, right? Now, they mentioned the banners, okay? Now, this is 2 days after the game. So they go on about the banners and how rubbish they are. They say the game is about glory and to dare is to do. And they're sort of joking and laughing about it. No mention of the fact that the Arsenal fans ripped some of them down. No mention of that vandalism and sort of going on about, how bad it was or even how funny it was if they want to be idiots about it. No mention of it, just talking about the banners. And what makes me laugh is they have banners at their ground, well, they did have, of things like, who needs Batman when you've got Robin? I mean, how lame. Apart from the fact that Robin van Persie, obviously left subsequently and won the title at Man United, which they seem to not realise, van Persie actually left you and won the title, so he won. What a lame. Imagine having that at Tottenham. Who needs Batman when you've got Robin? Awful. This Alan Davis is supposed to be this household name, and he gets himself in trouble, doesn't he? Get himself in trouble with fans all the time. So yeah, that's the sort of thing they're saying about us. So any Arsenal fan tells you, oh, we're not even bothered about you, Spurs. Well, all you need to say is, do you listen to your podcast? Because that's all you bang on about. Honestly, I've listened to two Arsenal podcasts, and all they bang on about is Spurs and Spuds, which is obviously hilarious, and how we always beat them and how rubbish they are and all this sort of stuff. And listen, they might sing about us being a certain, and Jack Wilshere used the word. We've finished, couple of points behind them, couple of positions behind them for the last 5 or 6 years. Results have gone win, lose, draw, win, lose, draw. We are not that far behind. Absolutely not that far behind. And we have no right to be, close to them, as close as we are. They've got a 60,000-seater stadium, right? And the owner is one of the richest guys. Doesn't he own, what does he own in America? Like,
I'm not sure.
it's a, well, the biggest supermarket. He's a multi-millionaire, billionaire, right? So they should be miles ahead of us. We've got 30. We should be a 35,000-seat stadium, the same as West Ham. Mid-table, sometimes a bit higher, maybe go down. Listen, we have done all right for the size of our stadium. For that. We're brilliant. And to be only a few points behind them and a few, maybe one or two positions behind them for the last, what, 6, 7 years, we have done absolutely brilliantly. Absolutely brilliantly. So hold your heads high and don't forget
Definitely.
that any Arsenal fan says to you, we don't care about you, just show them when they scored. I don't know if the TV show, showed them celebrating. Honestly, I thought the state that side of the ground was going to collapse. They went absolutely berserk when Flamini scored those two goals, like it was the best thing they've ever seen. You know what I'd have done if I was an Arsenal fan? I'd have said on the way up, I'd have said, "Look, listen, this is Spurs. Let's really wind them up. If we score, let's all just politely clap." Or just don't say anything, really wind them up, or just sort of groan, or do something clever. But no, what do they do? Oh, we don't care about you. We don't care about you. Yeah, like going crazy, like more crazy than I've seen. Like West Ham, a couple of years ago, they went mad when they scored, when they beat us like twice. But honestly, these Arsenal fans go absolutely mad when they beat us. They absolutely love it playing against. Tottenham, apart from when we beat them, of course, which is quite regularly. So never let them forget that. Rant over,
That's
Carl.
it. Yeah, well, it's always good to hear a Steve rant every now and again. What about just quickly to finish it off? Obviously, when you left the ground, did you was there trouble or I know seemed to be a bit feisty after the game?
Only Dan thought I was going to throw my burger at someone. No, absolutely fine.
It's not. You wouldn't throw away your food. No
No,
chance you.
I have an uncanny knack of getting out as quickly as possible, walking at a very fast pace to the car and getting away. I don't go up the high road. I know there's trouble, but that's the way it is sometimes.
Yeah, late kickoff as well. Obviously, a lot of time for people to get a few beers in
I
them
mean,
as well. But look.
people want to do that sort of stuff. It's up to them. It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather, go and watch a decent game of football and, a little bit of banter's no problem, a little bit of wind-ups. But
Yeah.
I'm not interested in all that sort of stuff at all.
No, I'm the same, but you know, you get carried away out of it as well. And,
yeah, right.
You know, which
you
is
get,
great.
I've heard you with that thick Northern Irish accent. Someone in a red shirt starts walking towards you.
It's just a bit of banter.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Well, look, mate, a good week for us. Obviously, bad result against Arsenal, but you know, Man City, massive. You know, with two big games, you know, coming up this week. So, look, you know, fingers crossed, we can do it. Have another upbeat podcast next week.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see how we get on.
Hopefully.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate, come on, you Spurs.
Brilliant, yeah. Come on, you Spurs.